We stand at the end to see the beginning and dream of an earth where all life is winning. No one is hungry and no one is poor. No one is greedy and no one wants more. We dream of an earth where the land and the sea becomes one with people like you and like me. On this earth we are one with the rocks and the trees and commune with all nature through the land and the breeze. We open our senses to dear Mother Earth, who offers a platform where we can know birth. This birth gives us form, a world filled with mystery, and offers her theater where we create history. But history is ending, the future is now. We know we're a planet, but don't know quite how. Something inside us remembers a deal we made long ago before we were real. We didn't have form then as we soared through the sky, but we wanted a body and didn't know why. An urge deep inside us called from our being for a place that had time for hearing and seeing. A place we could learn, a time we could grow and share our true spirit with others we'd know. The concept of others was new to our one. We'd not known a planet or even a sun. Together with Gaia, the heart of us all, we entered a form and began our great fall. We fell from the heavens and landed right here to remember our love and learn about fear. We've learned all we need now and feel quite complete. Our memories are gathered, some bitter, some sweet. Together we journey deep, deep inside, where only the truth lives with no place to hide. We know that this journey that starts will not end, and that is the message that we will all send. Awaken, dear spirits. Adventure is here. We can all live in love and release all our fear. If we open our hearts and let the truth in, that's all we need do so it can begin. And what will begin, we are not quite sure, but feel it is loving and know it is pure. With our hearts open, our feeling and knowing projects the reality our being is showing. Our beings are many, for together we stand, the people, the creatures, the sea, and the land. And now we remember, we chose to come here, to call in our soul self who resides beyond fear. This true self we ground into the Great Mother, to return to the One where there is no other. Then people and planet will all become one, as together our light will outshine the sun. Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. It's wonderful to feel you all there in our collective consciousness. And how are you all doing? Well, we are beginning our process of becoming one. And this begins as we integrate our multidimensional self and its divine ideal into our earth vessel, one chakra at a time. And as we integrate our multidimensional self into our own earth vessel, we become one, gradually, with our true self. As we become one with our true self, we become one with the true self of everyone else and with our dear planet. Now, our chakras are the portals through which the fourth dimensional river of unity can enter into our etheric body first and then into our physical body. Now, we have aligned our multidimensional selves and our divine ideals with each of our fourth dimensional, personal, and planetary bodies, as well as with planet Earth and the one of the fifth dimension and beyond. Our fourth dimensional self and our divine ideal are now in our etheric body awaiting the entry into our 3D reality, which happens through our chakras, which is our first chakra, our root chakra, is where we will begin. Please, if you have any questions and you want to know more about chakras, please look at my website, www.multidimensions.com, and go to the site map, and you will see all the information about chakras. You can also look on the I Am Radio Yahoo group, which is also on the site map, and I will list the specific information about chakras and about this chakra. Okay, so Are we ready to begin? We're going to start with our root chakra at the base of our spine. So take a moment and take a long, slow, deep breath as you breathe down into the base of your spine. Take another long, slow, deep breath and breathe in the color red down into the base of your spine. Now our root chakra rules our hips, our legs, our knees, our ankle, our feet, some of our lower intestines, and our eliminatory system. So take a moment now and tune into your legs, your hips, your lower intestines. Each chakra also rules a gland, an endocrine gland, through which our hormones are released into our body. And the endocrine gland for this chakra is the adrenal gland. Actually, there are two adrenal glands, one on the top of each of our kidneys. And the consciousness for this chakra is survival, grounding, and courage. The other thing about this chakra is this is the home of the Kundalini, the Divine Mother. This is also known as the coiled sleeping serpent. And as we begin our slow and safe transformation into light body, our Kundalini begins to move up our spine to help with that transition. Now, as we allow the flow of the fourth dimensional river to enter into our first chakra, we will most likely begin the awakening of that sleeping serpent. Take a long, slow, deep breath now, and I want you to tune in to your root chakra. And take a moment and think about, allow, remember, spontaneously view a time in your life when you were just getting firm on your feet. You were just getting grounded. Think about that time. This could be something that happened when you were very young. Could be something that happened yesterday. Just take that moment and feel that sense of, yes, I'm okay now. I'm grounded. I'm standing on my own 2 feet. Take a moment and feel that. And this is the place from which you want to create your reality. You want to create your reality from a place where you are able to look at how this interfaces with your survival within the reality that you are creating for yourself. You want to take a moment and adjust your energy, create a reality where your natural energy flow can feel that reality, where you're not overdoing it so that you're stressed out, or you're not underdoing it so that you're bored. And creating a reality that you are willing to stand firm for. It's one of the things that we hold in our first chakra is our inner warrior, that part within ourself that allows us to fight for what we believe in. Fight not against, but fight for. Take a moment and feel that difference. Feel that security. Now, our first chakra also has to do with our first and second dimensional self, and with the first and second dimensions of planet Earth. Therefore, as we open, ignite, integrate our soul self and our divine ideal into our first chakra, our instincts become heightened. Our first chakra also rules our most primitive self, that part of us that could walk upon the land and know where water is, know when it's going to rain, know when it's going to get cold, and know when it's going to get warm. Feel yourself in that warrior self, your primitive self, that part of you that you feel secure in your knowing that you are a member of planet Earth. You are tuned into Gaia, and you can feel yourself grounded in the Earth and strong. Now, in preparation for the meditation that we will do in the next segment, is that I want you to think a little bit about where is a comfortable place where you can sit, that your feet are either firmly placed on the ground, or you're sitting with your legs crossed on the ground, where you are connected to the earth. And since the first chakra rules the earth element, you might want to find a crystal or crystals that you feel comfortable with and hold or put around you. And it rules the sense of smell, so you might want to burn some incense or some candles that smell good to you. Take a long, slow moment now and get yourself adjusted as you allow yourself to feel your base, your foundation. And we'll be right back. All right, so let's take a moment before we begin our meditation to remember to align ourselves. This time we're going to start off by aligning the base of our spine with the chair or the ground. Take a moment and feel your roots go down, down into the earth. The roots will come down from the base of your spine, and they'll also, if you're sitting on a chair, come down from the bottoms of your feet, down deep into the earth. And while your roots are down into the earth, allow yourself to think of a time that you were sitting in nature or walking in nature, and you just felt the goddess energy all around you. You felt Gaia completely with you. And with that memory, with that feel, remember the feeling of being one with nature. Align your roots with your base. And now align your navel, which is your second chakra, right above your first chakra. And just as your base chakra is the hydrosphere, all the water of the earth and your etheric body, and the lithosphere, all of the physical matter and your physical body. The second chakra at your navel is your emotional body and the biosphere, which is all the life on planet Earth. Now align with your third chakra at your solar plexus, right at your, just below your heart. And that's your mental body. And that's the troposphere of the atmosphere. We'll go into all of these atmosphere spheres later. Okay? And now align your fourth chakra, which is your heart, which is your guardian angel and your divine child body, and the stratosphere of Gaia. Now align your throat, your fifth chakra, which is your causal body, and the mesosphere of Earth. Now align your sixth chakra, which is your brow, and your I Am presence in the ionosphere of the planet, with your seventh chakra, which is your crown, which is your multidimensional self of the One, and the exosphere beyond our atmosphere. Now from that very top of your head and the top chakra, the crown chakra, breathe in the color red and bring it down past your brow, past your throat, past your heart, past your solar plexus, past your navel, and down into your root chakra, and down into those roots that you have shared with Gaia. Take a moment now and remember that feeling of being in your very special place in nature. We're going to go into the first dimensional portions of yourself and of the planet. The first dimension, that would be your bones, your cells, your atoms. And as you feel them within yourself, feel the bones, the structure, the atoms that make up the planet. And feel, they're not that different. In fact, they're the same. Now, using your roots, you're going down, down into the core of Mother Earth, into the core of her lithosphere, into the mineral kingdom, and experience yourself as a huge crystal in the core of the planet. And see all the matrices around you. As you sit in the center of the crystal that you are, you can look in every direction and see the different matrices that spin off from around you. Feel that matrix as a portion of your physical body, of your planetary body, and of your consciousness. Now, feel the consciousness of the crystal heart of Gaia beating in the core of the planet. Feel all your instincts now as you feel the planet about you. Like you feel your arms and legs about you, feel planet Earth around you. As you say three times, I am fully grounded and connected to the Earth. I am fully grounded and connected to the Earth. I am fully grounded and connected to the Earth. Try this when you're walking, especially in nature, with every step. I am fully grounded and connected to the Earth. Very powerful. I've tried it. Okay, now gradually you're going to rise up from the core of Gaia, and you're going in to the second dimensional. You're communing with all the life forms, the beings of Earth. As you move into the dark caves, as you're moving up from the core, you see a bat hanging from the ceiling and a drop of water. And you follow that water, the hydrosphere, the liquid of the Earth. You follow that up to the surface of the planet, where you become a stream. And then a brook, and then a river. And now you're a fish, a second-dimensional creature, maybe a tadpole. And you've just evolved into a frog as you jump onto the shore. And you're pursuing the insect. And then you become the insect. And you become the plant. Your consciousness is very small now, yet simultaneously you're connected with the body of the entire planet. You can sense when it's about to rain, or when the wind will blow, or when the sun is rising or setting. Now, imagine yourself again as we take another trip down into the core of Gaia, this time to find the vortex of her deepest self. As you go down back into the core of Gaia, you go down back into the core of your first chakra. And as you see that vortex that connects her to all the other planets of the solar system, and connects the solar system to the galaxy, connects the galaxy to the universe, connects the universe to the multiverse, you feel that vortex within the basis of your spine that connects you to Gaia, and hence to all the planets of the solar system, and the solar system to the galaxy to the universe to the multiverse. All of this is you. And within that core of you is your deepest inner warrior. Now feel your inner warrior within your root chakra. As you feel that power, not only of yourself, but of the planet, of the many planets, of the universe. And feel that power as you come up from the core of the planet and into the base of your spine, where you feel that power and responsibility of your inner warrior. It is your inner warrior that gives you the courage to pursue what you want and to protect your right to have a happy life. If you have problems with your hip, leg, knee, ankle, or foot, your inner warrior is being held back. So what you want to do is to find that courage of your inner warrior and do it anyway. Your first chakra rules your eliminatory organs. So allow yourself to eliminate whatever it is that you have allowed to stand in your way. What do you need to release so that you can move forward? Call now upon your inner warrior to find the courage to release it now as you say, I call upon my inner warrior to release whatever it is so that I may have the courage to do whatever it is you need to do. I call upon my inner warrior to release whatever I need to release so that I may have the courage to create the life that brings me happiness. Because you are a warrior, you are brave enough to initiate the total transformation of your earth vessel. From the world of your first and second dimension, and the higher dimensions may seem far away, yet they are in harmony with your truest self. There are no emotions for you to forget yourself. There are no thoughts for you to distract yourself. You simply are yourself. In this simplicity, you can embrace a perspective of total unity. You exist as an unbroken link in the chain that connects you to all that is. Feel that shift in your root chakra, an opening, a release of tension like a turning of a faucet or a flicking of a light switch, and the circuit that was once closed is now open, and through this circuit flows the spark of your multidimensional self and the seed of your divine ideal. Feel your body as the vessel in which you live. For many years you have developing a strong ego. Now it is time to allow your soul self to gradually take over the reins to captain your earth vessel. Feel that shift. As we take a break, feel the changing of the guard as your soul moves in and your ego defers to the greater you as you awaken to your multidimensional self and the divine ideal which you promised to fulfill before you were born. Love is like the seasons. When first it is awakened, it is spring, and new blossoms appear with the hope of a blooming flower. Then the heat of passion guides you into summer. After a long, hot summer, autumn begins, and the world cools down in preparation for the winter, when life closes its doors for a while to allow the old to be released so that the new can be reborn in the spring. When spring does return, the trees are a bit taller, and the flowers that have hidden their seeds deep in the earth away from the winter's chill bloom more heartily, and the lover's roots have moved deeper into the earth to create a strong foundation. Love is not all spring, though, nor is it filled with summer. Autumn allows the lovers to release old habits and behaviors so that relationships can continue through the long, cold winter. The cycles of life are everywhere, and a tree is not that much different from a person. We are all lovers of something or someone. We each move through our personal seasons, which teach us to live in the moment. Spring is time for planting new beginnings. some of which will bloom as quickly as a flower, and others which might take as long as a tree to gain its full splendor. Love, either for another, for ourselves, or for what we are creating, is that which plants the seeds and nurtures them into seedlings. Love creates the first blossom or the growth of each new limb. Without love, birth cannot be carried through every season, and creation remains a concept, an idea, a hope. To plant our seed, we must first love it. For only our patience knows if it will survive and flourish through the seasons, or if this is a concept, a harbinger for new ideas that can only sprout from that which has appeared to die. Once we plant our seed, it is the spark of our true self that will tend it. It is our multidimensional soul self that will allow that which is temporary to pass away, so that which is permanent can arise from the death of the old. All that we can do is plant our seed, water it with our tears, and allow the sun of our joy to feed it. Our emotions are the land in which we plant our seed. Hence, we must choose the proper emotions, much as we must choose the proper soil. Our thoughts are the weather that either support or injure our delicate creation. Therefore, we must guard our thoughts just as we guard our infant conception. To plant our ideal into the earth, we must plant ourself into our body, for planting precedes gestation and birth. In between this Alpha and Omega is the vast land of patience. Only patience will survive the heat of the summer, the pruning winds of autumn, and the long cold winter. Patience reminds us that we have planted a seed, and it reminds us where we have planted it. Patience carries us through our hard work, disappointment, fear, and self-doubt. It takes longer for a tree to grow than for a flower to bloom, patience reminds us when disillusionment locks on our door. Spring always follows winter, patience reminds us when it seems to be taking too long. Patience is the voice of our soul, the one who is one with all life, all creation. Listen to the voice of patience to hear the words of the One. Just as a seed silently puts roots into the soil, and the two first sprouts lay invisibly just below the surface, awaiting the warm sun of spring, our self quietly moves into our earth vessel. The roots of our new self gradually integrate into each area of our life as it travels up the current of light towards our heart and mind. As the seed's sprouts first break ground, our greater potential begins to reveal itself in small, even insignificant ways. Can we remember ourself that has brought down the seed as well as the seed that ourself has planted? Can we hold this memory, even though fearful emotions threaten to pollute the soil in which our seed has been planted, and guard our every thought to keep the weather clear? Of course not. The autumn's winds must blow off the weakened and dying leaves, which will nurture the tree during the long winter. We must go into ourself again and again to release a lifetime of fear and self-doubt. Spring always comes, the voice of patience reminds us. That which is over must be released so that that which is beginning can be born. We are still human, but fortunately we are also divine. A new love affair has begun between our ego and our soul. At first, it appears that ego self will dominate, But our soul self lives beyond time, so it is infinitely patient. Our soul self lives beyond fear, so it is unconditionally loving. Most important, now, our soul self lives within our physical body, quietly awaiting spring. Welcome back. Now we're going to talk a little bit about some of our symptoms of transformation, which is basically that which we are releasing so that our new life can begin. The symptoms of transformation that we will feel while we are recalibrating our first chakra to be able to integrate the higher vibratory rate of our multidimensional self and the divine ideal will be different for each chakra. For our first chakra, we will experience the physical symptoms in our eliminatory organs, our sex drive, more of the masculine overt sex drive, as the feminine sex drive is more the second chakra. It will be our hips and our legs, our knees, our ankles, our feet. Now, these symptoms in our body, if they're on our left side, it will be because we are not able to pull the grounding up from the earth and trust our instincts. If our symptoms are on our right side, which is our masculine side, it will be because we are not able to activate our inner warrior and stand forward and stand up for our I ideals. In our consciousness and in our behavior, that will be activated out in that any ways in which we are not able to move forward in life, any ways that we are blocking ourselves for some fashion, or any ways that we still feel victimized, still feel that we are not strong enough to stand up for ourselves. We might find that we're falling down or that we're bumping into things. This is all our soul self that has just begun its journey through our physical body, reminding us, get grounded, move into the earth, share your power with Gaia, pull the power back up from Gaia. So therefore, this week, I would like you to do your homework and make sure that you do your grounding exercises and that you activate your inner warrior. Remember, you are fully grounded and connected with the earth, and you are calling upon your inner warrior to release anything that stands in your way of having the happy life that you deserve. Just as we have chakras, so does Mother Earth. We are now going to blend our chakra with the chakra of Mother Earth. And Mother Earth's first chakra is in Mount Sinai in the Middle East. So take a moment now and connect your consciousness once again with your first chakra at the base of your spine and sending your roots down into the earth. And allow yourself to become fully grounded with Mother Earth. Now I'd like you to extend your awareness down, down, so that you feel that you are moving down back into the core of the earth, back down to that core where that vortex is, because Mount Sinai is actually a very powerful vortex. Now, from that vortex, gradually you are moving your way back up towards the earth, feeling that your essence is merged with Gaia. And as you feel Gaia, feel the ancient and planetary unrest that has so long been in that area of her body, and feel the ancient unrest that has so long been in your physical body. And now is the time for you to help Gaia heal and to allow Gaia to help you heal. As you feel the stability of the mineral kingdom around you and the detached expression of that second dimensional plant kingdom, feel yourself as the grassy fields and the giant forest. Feel the flow of the many bodies of water on your body. Imagine the weights of the valleys as they dip into your body and the heaviness of the mountain ranges that you carry on your skin. Oversee all the many life forms that have grown up and crawled on and stepped on and flown in the air and swum in the waters. All of these are you. Now, you find as you are emerging up from Gaia's core to her surface that you are on Mount Sinai. You are climbing Mount Sinai to gain illumination. This journey seems long and difficult. You feel the hard rocks under your feet and the sun beating on your head. As you continue your climb, you feel that ancient and persistent third dimensional unrest, intermingling, planetary, personal, all of the conflict that it goes on and on and on. Exhausted from your climb, you take a moment to relax in a darkened cave. Feel yourself now as you crawl into a small cave where it is safe, where it is cool, where the winds aren't beating upon you, the sun isn't hot upon your skin. You lay back against the cool stones and you close your eyes, and instantly you have traveled through the base of the mountain and back once again into the planetary core. Once again, you see that huge interdimensional portal. You feel your root chakra resonating to the portal as you awaken your long, latent powers of interdimensional travel that your soul self is now sharing with you. As soon as you recognize your own portal, it begins blending with Gaia's, and back as you connect with the planets, the galaxies, the universes. And then suddenly, you find yourself awakened in your cave, and you feel grounded. You feel illumined. You are ready now to return to your climb, and you feel the calm stability of the mineral world within you, the detached compassion of the plants around you that grow on the slopes, and the insects that buzz around your ankles. You feel the connection to each plant, each insect, each rocks, all the creatures that have taken refuge on these rocky shores and flown in the sky above them. As you continue your climb, you, person and planet, are becoming more one. You are the ancient mountain that has survived again and again. You are solid and patient. You have seen and lived through much. Many people have sought refuge and enlightenment within the caves of your body. You are the mountain that has protected them. As you move up to the top of the mountain peak, you are feeling that you are the Alpha, you are the Omega. You have started this cycle, and you are the mountain which will close it. By the time you have totally reached the peak, nothing frightens you as you have seen it all. You are infinitely patient as you have outlived it all. You feel the grounding of spirit at the base of your mountain, while you also experience the world from the peak of your mountain. You stand now upon the highest peak that you are and shout to the world, "I am as ancient as a mountain. I am solid and patient, for I have survived again and again. I ground my spirit into the matter of this planet. I am the vortex of transmutation." Feel that vortex within you. Feel the power within you. Feel the courageousness. Feel that you are Gaia. Feel the courageousness of Gaia. All that you have stood for, all that you have walked for, Gaia has shared. She has shared with you, and you have shared with her. You are beginning a partnership now, a partnership between your multidimensional soul self and your physical ego self, a partnership between you and every other living being on this planet, and a partnership between you and the planet itself, Gaia, and through Gaia, with all the planets of our solar system, with the galaxy. With each step that we take, with each chakra that we integrate the higher light of ourself, and we hold the determination that we will remember what we said we would do when we came here, that we will continue, we will carry on. Each time we grow stronger in our multidimensional self. Each time we awaken more, we remember more, we activate more of our higher senses as we become more who we have always been but have forgotten. Take a moment now and feel that power within you. Feel that changing of the guards. Feel how your soul self gradually and patiently is moving into each area of your first chakra, moving in to your manifestations, into your every decision, into your every creation, into every step you walk, you consecrate the soil. Every decision that you make an impact on the world around you and on the fourth dimensional river that has now become one with your physical form. Congratulations, your journey has begun. Your beautiful transformation has started. Together, we will continue our journey, for together, we are one. Thank you so much for joining us here at Multidimensional Meditations, and we joyously hope that you return to continue with our transformation together. Bye for now.